From WRKF 89.3 HD in Baton Rouge, I'm Amy Jeffries. 50 years after he first won a congressional seat, Edwin Edwards is asking voters to send him back to Washington. The four-time former governor is a Louisiana legend, but as Sue Lincoln reports, it won't be an easy sell. The 87-year-old carries the baggage of a felony conviction, and he's trying to mount a political comeback in a district that's become starkly conservative.
Put him in front of a crowd and you get classic quotable Edwin Edwards.
I said every time I told him what I was going to do when I got elected, he kept telling me his cow was dead. His cow was dead. And the former said, don't you know what he was trying to tell you? I said, no, what was he trying to say? He wants you to know he's got no use for your bull.
But when I sat down to talk with the 87-year-old congressional candidate, I didn't find the brash quipster. In a stripped-down office, bare of all save a desk, a couple of chairs, and a campaign sign, I found a thoughtful veteran of the political arena, one deeply aware of his image and the current political climate.
I'm a very controversial person. I understand that. I'm controversial because I'm outspoken. But I think it's more important that those of us running for office and in office tell it like it is.
Edwards has little faith in Louisiana's current leadership, pointing to the levee board lawsuit against the oil and gas companies as an example.
We need to find out who and what and how and to what extent the damage was caused. That's why I was very disturbed when Governor Jindal chose to make efforts to kill the lawsuit. I see nothing wrong in finding out who did the damage. If it's the oil and gas companies, so be it.
Despite still claiming his innocence in the corruption case that sent him to federal prison for nearly 9 years, the Edwards of today says he has great faith in the system.
Government should serve and try to make things better for people, not throw roadblocks. There are many people who unfortunately look at the federal government as our enemy rather than our friend.
This is a far different Edwards than the one who greeted his federal conviction in May of 2000 by saying,
the Chinese have a saying that if you sit by the river long enough, the dead body of your enemy will come floating down the river. I suppose the feds sat by the river long enough, so here comes my body.
Edwards has the endorsement of the state Democratic Party, and experts like UL Lafayette political science professor Pearson Cross think he will likely do well enough in November to make the December runoff.
He has fantastic name recognition, way better than anybody else in the race. He's really the only Democrat of any stature. He's going to get lots of votes just because of who he is. But on the other hand, this is a Republican district.
Most Republicans in the race don't seem to be concerned about Edwards. Instead, Garrett Graves, Paul Dietzel, and Lenar Whitney are trying to out-conservative each other.
I think that we are going to have an easier time distinguishing ourselves from the other candidates. We're the only one in the race that have the experience streamlining government, cutting government, making government work.
Our message of hard work, of getting the government out of the way, is resonating.
Everybody says they're conservative. However, I'm the only one that has a conservative voting record.
Edwards knows he faces long odds to beat the 12 other candidates in the race.
Now, I recognize that it's going to be a difficult thing to do because this is a conservative district. And while I have conservative fiscal views, always kept the budget in balance and left surpluses, nevertheless, I have a very liberal social view.
Dr. Cross says that liberal view, plus Edwards' history, won't add up to the votes he needs to win.
Edwin Edwards, although he is a legendary Louisiana figure, is toxic. At the end of the day, it's pretty tough for Edwin to get to 50 plus one.
For WRKF News, I'm Sue Lincoln.